Wait till you hear what Ricky Gervais said. I thought today was going to be calm. When I was writing it, it was a little calmer, but the angst came back. Hi, I'm Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Kimmel said Spirit Airlines may have a new owner soon. Back in February, Spirit announced plans to merge with Frontier Airlines, but now JetBlue swooped in with a better offer. JetBlue wants to buy Spirit for $3.6 billion plus $55 extra for carry-on luggage. Fantastic joke. The JetBlue CEO said customers shouldn't have to choose between a low fare and a great experience, and JetBlue has shown it's possible to have both, and Spirit Airlines has shown that it's not. That was Kimmel again. One more from Kimmel. Spirit in real estate terms is what you'd call a fixer-upper. This would be a class in cultures for sure. Spirit is a budget airline, no frills. Ever fly Spirit? And then JetBlue offers things like free Wi-Fi, snacks, drinks. They have a real bathroom instead of a bucket that everybody passes around. Jimmy Fallon said, don't worry, it'll be the same Spirit Airlines, except now every seat will have a TV that doesn't work and a bag of blue chips. Speaking of Jets, awkward transition, but I saw this one from our friends at All Pro Lines. These the football Jets, and I just thought it was a great joke, wanted to share it. The New York Jets donated $1 million to Ukraine. You know you've suffered when the Jets feel sorry for your losses. Okay, while I'm talking here, I want you to start making a list of Adam Sandler movies. I'll tell you why after the break, okay? I need you to list Adam Sandler movies. Start doing it. Jimmy Kimmel might be in some hot water. Probably not, but you never know. From the New York Post, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said she had reported Jimmy Kimmel to Capitol Police. Why? After the late night host joked on air that Will Smith should slap her, Greene tweeted that Kimmel's wisecrack amounted to a threat of violence. Her tweet, ABC, this threat of violence against me by Jimmy Kimmel has been filed with the Capitol Police. Jimmy Kimmel fired back on Twitter and said, officer, I would like to report a joke. Apparently on Tuesday night's Kimmel, Jimmy was upset at the congresswoman after she tweeted that Senators Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Mitt Romney were, quote, pro-pedophile for being part of the group that wanted to confirm Supreme Court Justice nominee Jackson to the Supreme Court. During his monologue, Jimmy Kimmel referred to Greene as a Klan mom and said she was especially upset by her fellow Republicans' decision to confirm Jackson. Then he made the joke, wow, where is Will Smith when you really need him? Speaking of the slap, we have finally heard from Ricky Gervais. He was on Twitter Live on Wednesday. What's Twitter Live? I'm on Twitter like all day. I don't know what that is. Who cares? Ricky said, you don't hit someone over a joke, however bad it is. And it wasn't bad. That was like the tamest joke I would have ever told. Ricky said, people were going, what would have happened if Ricky Gervais had been hosting the Oscars? He added, well, nothing, as I wouldn't have made a joke about his wife's hair. I would have made a joke about her boyfriend. Ooh, drop the mic. Ouch. That is a funny line, though. Gervais also mocked people for criticizing Chris Rock for joking about Pinkett Smith's disability at the Oscars. He was pushing back on the notion that alopecia is a disability. Ricky said, well, I'm going a bit thin, meaning his hairline. I'm disabled and I'm fat. That's a disease. I'm fat and balding. I should get effing benefits. Let's stay on the angst side of things. Got more about comedian Lauren Knight's little beef with T.I., the aspiring comedian. On Tuesday, Lauren posted a video of T.I.'s Instagram Live in which T.I. claimed that he never called Lauren a B-word. She then shared footage of him doing just that. She wrote, see, it went from something simple that should have gotten squashed and settled to this man using his platform to lie on me to justify some bull hockey. Everybody is tripping. I just want to do comedy. Troubleman 31, run me my million. We ended on a positive note. Now you lying and saying S to weaponize your fan base, and that I'm not here for. IDGAF about how you all feel. I'm here for the truth. I'm getting death threats and harassed because a person want to lie. That's lame as hell. The LA Times says by Wednesday, all seemed to be okay again, and the rapper plugged Knight and her work on Instagram, sharing a clip of the two making nice on stage Monday night. T.I. said, I've said from my entrance into the world of comedy that I intend to use my light to shine on others, to bring awareness to those who also have love and respect for the art form. In the spirit of that, everyone, I'd like to introduce you to at She's Lauren K. She's a young and up-and-coming comic on the scene in Atlanta. Check her out. All right, that's nice. He continued, she's a young black woman fighting to use her voice for laughter, and I understand that may take us down dark roads at times, but there's always an opportunity to find a beacon of light and produce a positive outcome. As I say all the time, all ships rise with the high tide. May she use whatever fame and notoriety she receives for good. I wish you the best. and hope you bring the world more joy and laughter with the light you receive. I've done my part here. Moving on. Love and respect. Jim Norton will be at the DC Improv next week. He spoke to WTOP. Jim said, the longer you do stand up, the more you hate clubs and you just want to do small theaters or big theaters if you can. But the DC Improv is one of those clubs you always want to do. You don't ever get to a point where your career where you don't want to do the DC Improv. It's an amazing room. As for his set, he said, obviously, I'm covering what happened in COVID, my personal life updates. It's a totally new hour from when I was there last time. There's stuff about COVID vaccinations and how much I hate everybody. I can't even read comments on social media because reading people's comments just makes me hate them all. Comedian Lewis Black has donated his archives to UNC Chapel Hill University Libraries. Lewis said, I wrote all this stuff. I kept it all. I don't know why. I was a writer, so I kept everything to go back to it. And from the Laugh Button, Comedy Central has announced a new special starring Jordan Klepper. It is titled Jordan Klepper Fingers the Globe, Hungry for Democracy. All right, what's this about? The special documents Jordan Klepper's journey from CPAC to Hungary to find out why the Hungarian right-wing government has become American conservatives' latest obsession, but is the only country in the EU labeled, quote, party-free, really the future of American democracy? Jordan travels to this alt-right paradise in the middle of an election and humanitarian crisis to finger Hungary's pulse. Wow, that sounds really complicated, guys. There's a new episode of my travel podcast, which is called Travel Is Back. On this week's episode, you'll hear me driving through Death Valley, which was just a wonderful experience. Travel Is Back, wherever you get your shows. I gave you some homework. You were supposed to name Adam Sandler movies. How did you do? Well, here's why I bring this up. Remember on yesterday's podcast, I mentioned how I like to go to trivia nights and that my team is not good at movies. That's our weakness. Well, this week, after the main rounds, we were in a three-way tie for second place. And the trivia guys, they usually do tiebreakers where you have to name movies that a specific actor was in. I think last time we were in a tiebreaker, it was De Niro. And if I'm remembering correctly, we won the tiebreaker. Well, this week, they wanted us to name Adam Sandler movies. Now, if you are a longtime listener who's been around for 2 years plus, you know I hate Adam Sandler movies. I think they're all terrible except Uncut Gems and maybe the ones with Drew Barrymore in them. The rest of them, complete garbage. Back during the pandemic, I did a lot of weekend filler episodes ripping Adam Sandler movies. So this is not my wheelhouse at all. So we're in a three-way tie. It's a lightning round. I go, give me a pen. And I get a pen and a napkin. And I'm just writing down every Adam Sandler movie I can think of. But this thing's going quick. My buddy Bill was the spokesperson for the team. And he's like, give me another one. Give me another one. I'm like, I don't know. Jack and Jill. I don't know. Uncut Gems. And I like couldn't even remember all the stupid ones, you know, trivia nights at a brewery. Maybe I had a beer or two. Just saying, brain not working at full speed. Anyway, we were the first team knocked out. I could not name any more Adam Sandler movies. I can't believe they were with Adam Sandler movies. The Webby Awards announced some nominees earlier in the week, but I couldn't get to it because everybody's fighting with everybody. Under the category interview/talk show general series podcast, some of the nominees are. And I struggle with these. The problem I have with this list is it's big money has come in. So here are the nominees. The Late Show Pod with Stephen Colbert, which I've listened to, I think is just a rip of the TV show audio. So is that really a podcast? The Drew Barrymore Show podcast. I don't know if that's a rip or if they do extra stuff. The Problem with Jon Stewart. They do some extra stuff on that podcast. The Man Enough podcast. I'm not familiar with that. And the Last Laugh podcast on the Daily Beast, which I check out sometimes, and it's okay. So if you made me vote for one of those five, I'm going to vote for the Man Enough podcast, and I don't even know what it is. The Webbies for Comedy General Video, parentheses, video. All right, the nominees are The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon for Broadway's Back, Charity Bids Dick Van Dyke Tribute, something called The Pitch from Niccolo Montanari, Protest Photography from Studio 181, and something called Central PR Without a Recipe. I don't know. I do this every day, and believe me, every single day I type comedy and comedian into Google. I can't tell you what any of those things are, but all right, that's what's nominated. Under Podcast Limited Series, Bill Carter's Behind the Desk podcast. That was about the history of late night. I like that a lot. I hope that wins. And the comedy podcast nominees are, and that's why we drink, The Daily Show, Sarah Silverman's podcast, Smartless, and Best Friends with Nicole Byer. Don't even bother. Smartless is just going to win anyway. Whatever. Let's head on over to Gossip Corner. John Mulaney and Olivia Munn went to the grocery store They were spotted leaving Gelson's supermarket with a cart full of groceries. I looked at the pictures. I don't think I would have recognized Olivia Munn in suburban mom outfit. The Daily Mail has a description. Olivia wore a beige coat over her blue flannel button-down, gray sweatpants, and a chunky pair of white trainers. She left the store with a black face mask covering her complexion and a smart pair of glasses resting upon the bridge of her nose. She also wore her raven tresses up in a no-fuss bun. Now you're wondering what Mulaney was wearing? I'll tell you. Flannel, white t-shirt, beige slacks, and midnight blue trainers. Trainers are sneakers for you Yanks, in case you're wondering. John Mulaney also wore a black face mask. Staying on Gossip Corner, Kim Kardashian says Pete Davidson gave her the SNL costumes they wore during their first kiss. When was that first kiss? Remember, it was during the Aladdin sketch when Kim hosted SNL back in October? Kim was on with Jimmy Kimmel, who asked, "What became of the rug? Do you have it now? It seems like you should." That is such a load. Like, that came up in the prep. It's not like Jimmy Kimmel's like, "What should I ask Kim Kardashian? I guess I'll ask her if she has the rug from the Saturday Night Live sketch 6 months ago." That's total producer prep. Come on, Jimmy Kimmel. "What became of the rug? Do you have it now? It seems like you should." What do you know? She had an anecdote. What a coincidence. Kim said, "Actually, for Valentine's Day, he gave me the rug and the whole outfits and the little genie lamp, so I do own the rug." Good thing she had an anecdote and didn't just go, "I don't know what happened to it, Jimmy." That would have been a bad late night show. Kimmel then told Kardashian that his team had to carry in a huge bouquet of flowers that Pete Davidson had sent over. Kimmel asked Kim, "Does that make other boyfriends look bad?" I'm not sure what her response was. From Chortle, another 513 shows have been added to Edinburgh Fringe. 513. In total, there are now 796 shows available, with more set to be announced on May 5th. I almost got there 1 year back when I worked for Sirius, and for reasons, I sent over my lieutenant who covered it with one of our hosts over there. Never made it over there myself. And let's do more British randomness. Also from Chortle, apparently there's a comedian, Sean Walsh, who was on Strictly Come Dancing. He made headlines after snogging Katja Jones while filming Strictly Come Dancing. He says he was offered £250,000 to star in a porn film after that incident. He made this revelation on his new comedy special, which happens to be called Kiss. He's released that for free on YouTube. He said, "Television X, the porn channel, remember that? They offered me £250,000 to do a porn film with Katja, but she said no." He looked back on his 2018 appearance on Strictly and said, "I was dubbed the most hated comedian in the country, the most hated comedian in the country. Only I could go on Strictly Come Dancing and come out the most hated comedian in the country." And then he said some naughty swear words. They begin with F and C, and not even the nice one that starts with C, the nasty one. "I had to move into a hotel for 2 weeks because the reporters were waiting outside my house rummaging through my bins. They even turned up at my parents' house. My Twitter went bat crazy. Thousands and thousands of people telling me they hate me." Walsh was in a relationship with comedian and actress Rebecca Humphries at the time, while Katja was married. Awful, I know. Awful. I'm sorry. I'm still sorry now. At the time of the incident, Humphries released a statement accusing Walsh of gaslighting her with his denials that there was something going on with Katja. Walsh has recorded his special at a pub called the Bill Murray Pub in London. I've talked about that place before. And he invites donations via Ko-Fi from anybody who watches it. That is your comedy news for today. This weekend, normal episodes. I haven't done Weekend Feller in a while. Believe me, I got plenty of stories to tell you about some normal episodes. You can follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Google, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. If you would like the show commercial free and with early releases, especially on the weekend, I tend to release both Saturday and Sunday a little early. You can become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts for $5 a month to avail yourself of all that. See you here tomorrow.